Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. Thousands of Queenslanders will gather and light a candle for Domestic Violence Remembrance Day today. Vigils are being held nationwide to honour the memory of those who have lost their lives as a result of domestic or family violence. Wide Bay locals will acknowledge the day, which also marks the beginning of Domestic Family and Sexual Violence Prevention Month. There's been a record number of Ross River virus cases, according to the Queensland branch of the Australian Medical Association. 130 cases have been recorded in the Wide Bay so far this year. Dr. Maria Bolton says the virus is spreading with rises in RSV, influenza and COVID too.
A lot of viruses are on the rise this year, and this is just one of a group of viruses that seems to be doing the same, and that's why it's really important that we do everything we can to protect ourselves.
The Electoral Commission Queensland will fight claims disorganised polling centres tainted the result of the Division 8 Bundaberg Regional Council election. Candidate Sean Sanders lodged an application with the Court of Disputed Returns, alleging the result was impacted. If successful, the division could be heading back to the polls. Just one vote separated Mr. Sanders and the winner, incumbent councillor Steve Cooper. And AgForce is urging Wide Bay locals concerned about new land evaluations to make a formal objection by May 27. The figures, issued by Queensland's independent valuer, are used to calculate rates and land tax bills and increased in 20 Queensland councils this year. So AgForce is holding workshops across the regions so landholders can be assisted to secure valuation reductions. Here's spokesperson John Moore.
We go through the process and let them better understand what these impacts will be. It doesn't mean that just because their valuation's gone up by 70, 100 or 150% may not necessarily mean that their rates are going to go up by that much.